Title 42, the pandemic era public health order that blocks migrants at the border from seeking asylum, is set to end this Thursday. There are a lot of questions about what will happen at the border between the US and Mexico. Meanwhile, some members of Congress have been pointing to a virtual wall as a way of keeping the border secure from illegal crossings and from drug smugglers. The federal government has already invested millions in surveillance technology to build that virtual wall along the southern border. But as Gustavo Solis of KPBS reports, experts say the virtual option isn't necessarily more humane or effective than a physical one.
The border wall has been at the center of America's immigration debate ever since Donald Trump made it the centerpiece of his 2016 presidential campaign.
We're going to build a wall. It's going to be built.
But there's another border wall, a virtual wall, and it's received much less attention. It's a mass network of nearly 300 surveillance cameras, motion sensors, and military-grade drones, all spread across the border. They're very hard to find and aren't always in the places you'd expect. Sure, there are several cameras right in San Ysidro, California, just north of Mexico. But there are also surveillance towers in residential neighborhoods and public parks. There's one in a community college, and even one near a dog beach 32 miles north of the border. The exact location of these towers was a mystery until recently.
But nobody really had a good sense of where these towers were.
Dave Moss is the director of investigations at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a nonprofit digital rights group. He spent months mapping them out, and the result is the most comprehensive map of surveillance infrastructure along the U.S.-Mexico border. Moss says that the scope of this technology raises serious privacy concerns for the people living in the border region.
In the imagination of people in D.C. and in people in the national media, the border is just this desert wasteland. And then the only people you would ever encounter out along the border are human traffickers and cartels and smugglers. Now, folks in San Diego know that's not true. People live near the border.
And he says those people are in a constant state of surveillance.
And these towers can sometimes see up to like 7.5 miles. That is a lot of people's lives that they could pry into. And CBP really hasn't earned the trust of members of the community here.
The Department of Homeland Security did not respond to our questions about privacy concerns. But U.S. Customs and Border Protection does say that these towers give agents in the field a significant leg up against criminal networks. They are an essential part of border security, including preventing migrants from entering the country illegally. In 2019, Democrats promoted the idea of virtual borders as a more humane alternative to former President Donald Trump's border wall. Here is Congressman Scott Peters describing the virtual wall.
It might be sensors and radar to spot moving people and objects in any weather or any time of day. It might be cameras mounted on drones to surveil places where the terrain is tough to monitor.
Despite bipartisan support, some experts say that these towers result in more migrant deaths and don't help prevent drug smuggling. Sam Chambers is a researcher at the University of Arizona. He studies how border walls contribute to border crossing deaths.
People moving around out of sight of these towers means they're taking longer journeys.
And by taking longer journeys, they put themselves at risk of multiple health issues like
kidney damage or dehydration or a heat stroke. So it's making the journey more dangerous and greater risk of dying.
Chambers' research is only in Arizona, but he says that the new virtual surveillance map will help him study other parts of the border. Victor Clark Alfaro has been researching human and drug smuggling along the border since the late 1980s. He's head of the Binational Center for Human Rights in Tijuana. He talks with human smugglers, known as coyotes, on a regular basis, and they tell him that the border towers are not stopping them.
Me dicen los coyotes.
The coyotes tell me that this has not been an impediment. They continue to cross.
When it comes to drugs, the federal government's own data shows that most enter the U.S. through legal border crossings. Clark Alfaro says that putting up surveillance towers in remote parts of the desert isn't going to stop that.
We know that one of the places where most drugs are smuggled is the San Ysidro port of entry in the United States. The towers are going to do absolutely nothing along that part of the border.
Clark Alfaro says that it's really just a numbers game, and the numbers are stacked against Customs and Border Protection, especially in San Ysidro. Somewhere between 50 and 70,000 vehicles cross that port of entry every single day. And CBP agents only have the capacity to send a fraction of them to secondary inspection. Moss wants the virtual map that the Electronic Frontier Foundation created to lead to more informed policymaking on border enforcement.
Hopefully by putting this map out there, people can evaluate and say, hey, I didn't know this was going in near my house. And we'll give people the opportunity to start asking questions about it.
To let people know who is watching them and why. For Here and Now, I'm Gustavo Solis.